As COVID-19 cases spike at big city hospitals, the pandemic is also devastating rural health centers. They're furloughing staff and cutting services, even as they prepare for outbreaks. Side Effects Public Media's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports.
If someone gets sick in a 7-county swath of the Ozarks of southeastern Missouri, the closest place they can go for care is a clinic run by Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Highlands operates in some of the least populated and poorest counties in the state. Now it's cutting back.
We just shuttered our dental clinic. We have three of them operating throughout the organization, plus a mobile dental.
Karen White is Highland's CEO. She says dental care, a major source of revenue, is now restricted to emergency procedures. She's had to furlough 20 employees so far, about 10% of the staff, and she reduced hours for many others.
We have several who are single parents. That's difficult. That's not a decision that comes lightly, because you do know that you are truly affecting the economic outcome of that family unit.
There have been about a dozen confirmed cases in the area, and one Highlands patient died. There could be more. Many people in the area are still working in logging and wood processing because it's seen as an essential business. White also worries about her staff. Like other providers, her clinics need protective equipment and COVID-19 tests. But while hospitals are being prioritized for shipments from the state, Highlands has had to reach out to local manufacturers.
It's a very, very scary time for everybody.
The COVID crisis comes as rural hospitals have been closing, 10 in Missouri since 2014. So places like Highlands are often the only convenient option for care. They go by an unwieldy name, federally qualified health centers, meaning they serve low-income and uninsured patients, and the government pays a certain amount per visit. They serve some 29 million people nationwide. Comtree Health Center is another one in Missouri. It's 100 miles north in rural Jefferson County, which has had 3 confirmed COVID-19 deaths.
We've had 59 staff that are furloughed, 14 that are unable to report to work, usually due to childcare, and we have 47 that are actually working reduced schedules or doing job sharing.
That's nearly a third of Comtree's staff. CEO Sue Kerfman says while things are tight financially now, she hopes to bring some staff back soon to help with the clinic's new telehealth offerings. That's one avenue these rural health centers have for funding, as the federal government has opened up Medicaid and Medicare to cover remote visits. There are also new provisions for accelerated payments to providers.
The important thing to really understand from that funding is we think it buys us maybe 3 to 4 weeks.
Joe Perley directs the Missouri Primary Care Association, which represents a dozen of these providers with some 200 locations. He says they saw Medicaid revenues drop from $13 million between late February and mid-March to $5 million from mid-March to now. So he's working with the state on getting gap payments for clinics.
We're trying to find every resource we can to sustain our operations because we believe that we will be the backbone to keep pressure off of the hospital systems and the emergency department.
COVID-19 could mean increased movement of patients seeking care and increased chances of the virus spreading. Missouri Governor Mike Parson addressed those concerns at a recent news briefing.
Are we worried about small towns with a clinic there being able to handle that? Yes, we are. But do I think just because you live in rural Missouri, you're going to flood the hospitals in the urban areas? I do not think that.
For weeks, Parson resisted issuing a statewide stay-at-home order. He repeatedly noted rural areas hadn't had any cases. Now, confirmed cases in rural counties are on the rise. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.